Hello.
Okay, Omar, so I just spoke to Derek. What we're going to do now is we're just going to submit the Social Security award letter, which you have, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I need you to send that into the county. Now, you said you don't have an email?
Yeah, I got an email.
You got an email? How do you have the award letter? You have it on a PDF? Or?
I got it on a piece of paper.
On a piece of paper, okay.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
Okay.
Now, is Randy there?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Do you mind putting Randy on the line for me?
All right, hold on a minute. Wait, I'm sorry.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Hi. So, here's the thing. I want to try and submit what we do have for him. Let me just see here.
Because you said we brought a couple of statements from the Social Security to y'all.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It should be.
We brought them to the welfare. We took a couple of statements from the welfare officer to the welfare officer and got a receipt.
You didn't take statements because you don't have statements, remember?
Well, what you get from the Social Security office? What stuff you get from the Social Security office?
I got an award letter.
Award letter. Award letter.
That's what I got from the Social Security office and told me to take it down to the county. Man, take it through.
Okay. Okay, do you have a pension? Do you have a pension?
A what?
One second. All right, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
We have to go through the financial letter information. I'm going to create a letter for you. The thing is, I can only do it in a couple of minutes. Do you want me to wait on the line, or do you want me to give you a call back?
You have to do what? What do you have to do?
We have to submit something called the hardship letter. I'll go into more detail when I have time to do it with you, but I could either do it now in a couple minutes if you just wait on the line, or I could give you a call back.
What do you think is best?
Well, if you hold on tight, I can be with you in a couple minutes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Appreciate your patience.
Hello. Go get the paperwork. That's a trying to get in my home. They said they need a printout of his trust card. But the payee won't give it to him. But I'm thinking, huh? We went where? Yeah. Even a case manager from the home here called him. What? That's what I'm thinking. That he got it transferred over to his bank account instead of the express. Yeah, give him his money. Take the church to their office and see if he can order his own car. Mm-hmm. want to do it. I just want my law. My pay ain't getting my fucking money, and I need a new pay.
Paperwork, all that shit figured out, then you can go back to it.
I told you I was going to put the money. I told you it. You don't want to get a helmet mixed up and you get some money on your home bill? Yeah, that's just
yeah. Earth is not enough. And that's just like, you're getting in the front of my house. Somebody's going to get to do it off the line. But you have to do it.
Cool. You got to do it in the county, too. That's what you got to do. It's like, you should put this down in the county. Same way we got it. One bank, account was closed.
Continue to hold for me. I'll be with you in a second, okay?
All right, take your time.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Hello, boy. That bank account, but it was closed. But he still had to go to the bank statement from the bank showing that it was closed. So, you know what I mean?
principal arrangement is the process. Got to stick with it.
It's not far away. I got to talk to something on my cup. Thank you. And they tell you how much it was. There's nothing you can tell you what it was. He can give you all your money.
Well, I don't know why you're saying he can give you all my money.
Huh. How come you said you're going to get all your money from the money from the game? All he got is just giving you information about. That's all you got to do. So you can get some more money. That's all. Or well, you can get your money. Don't be no idea. That's what I'm saying. You're trying to do better for yourself. Gotta move up. And he sure wants you to move up. That's the problem. You don't need to let you hold you back. You understand what I'm saying, huh?
Gentlemen, let's go over a little bit of what we have to check off here, okay?
All right.
All right. So there's something called financial information. I'm just going to go down the list, and you're going to tell me everything that you have and everything that you don't, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so, let's see. Are you married? Were you married?
No.
Ever been married?
No.
Do you have a deed to resident or anything like
no.
that?
Okay. No.
Burial account agreement?
No.
All right. Life insurance?
No.
Do you own registration to any vehicles?
No.
Okay. Retirement account, 401k?
No.
Social Security, okay, that we have. Any accounts closed in the last 5 years?
I don't know. No, I did so, yeah.
You do have accounts closed in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Which accounts were those, sir?
Matter of fact, I don't have an account. I don't have an account at all. I never had an account.
Okay, divorce decree? No, you don't. All right. Okay, so it looks like we're all good. I would have you send it into the county, okay, the award letter. Was that already sent out?
Yeah, it was already sent out.
Okay.
Took it to the welfare office.
I took it to the welfare office.
When was that?
When was that?
It was a month ago.
Yeah, like a month ago.
Okay, so what I would want to do is call into the county with you.
Okay.
And I want to hear straight from them what they have to say about it. Before we do that, let me just do something a little quicker. Let's call into the broker. They're going to be faster to reach out to. Let's ask them for a status on your case. Okay?
Okay.
All right, hold tight.
What's that? Where did you see that room?
My name is Francis. May I ask who am I speaking with today?
This is Shira. I'm calling from Family First Care. I have on the line a mutual participant looking to see the status of their case.
All right. And Shira, it's enough to call me. May I have your last name?
It's D-E-L-L.
And how do you spell your first name?
S-H-I-R-A.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, may I have the number you're calling from?
7267-551-7419.
Oh, and what's the name of your agency?
Family First Care, LLC.
All right, and the applicant can hear me as well?
Yeah, you can speak with him.
All right, then, my name is Francis, and I'll be assisting you today, and I understand you're calling in regards to yourself to check the status of an existing case. Besides yourself, is anyone else applying for services in the household?
No.
And to protect your privacy, I must verify that I'm speaking with the correct individual. I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we would not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission. And may I have your last name?
W-E-L-C-H. Welch.
Welch. And your first name?
O-M-A-R. Omar.
And may I have your date of birth?
4/27/1977.
Thank you, dear. Just one moment.
Let me see.
Give me one moment here.
It's, I think, one of the guys.
Okay, let's see here. All right, Dan, can you verify the address that we have on file for you?
2104 West Indiana. 19132. Close nothing.
All right, thank you for verifying your information. Bear me just one moment. Yeah, Omar. Already signed up to receive text notices about your case. All mom right there. So today I'm going to have checked the status of your application for the home and community-based waiver services. These services help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. And we are here to provide additional beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions you have about the status of your application. I want to take a look at your application, check for the status, confirm some documents we should have, review the notes, and then I'll go over everything with you. Bear with me just a moment while I do so. All right, let me verify your documents we should have. 11-3-7. Let me just check my other document here. Data assessment. NFCE. And the notes. Let's see here. It's me.
Yeah, I'm not at the county or this one.
No, that's not it.
No, the Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
I'm sorry to provide.
She didn't call them yet. She didn't call them yet. She won't call them yet.
Scheduled. Included. And I do see that we've spoken with you back in December, and we had explained that your case had been closed because the county assistance office stated that they did not receive the information that they were asking for. Also, I see that there was a reassessment that had been scheduled with you, but it was deemed a no-show. So we definitely need to schedule your new reassessment. And I was trying to see if they had the information what the county wanted. Did you receive the notice from the county assistance office on what financial documents they were needing from you?
No. But I understand the documents
okay.
You need from me, but I can't get that information with the bank statement. I only got the award letter.
Okay.
Also, before you do disconnect today, just give us a list of what financial statements you would still need to continue, please.
Okay, let me take a look in their system so I can see the notice that they generated regarding that. You have 1 second here.
I already gave the county's award letter.
Yeah, he did provide the award letter, but is there any other information or financial paperwork he needs to submit? He doesn't have no 401k. We went through the whole financial list together before. He has no retirement, no burial, no deed, no divorce decree, no anything that they were requesting. He just has the award letter for Social Security.
Okay. Now, do you receive your Social Security in a bank deposit, or do you get the Direct Express card?
I get the Direct Express card. But I don't.
Okay.
Because
if you get the,
I don't get the. I mean, I get it, but it's not under me. It's under my payee. It's under my cousin's name.
So if he just has the Social Security and the Direct Express, does he need to submit anything else besides the award letter?
I would suggest to submit one of the most recent statements, even if it is in some of your cousin's name, just so that they can see that their Social Security is deposited there.
Uh-huh.
And with the Direct Express, they may want the most recent statement. Let me get his notice put up. Give me just one moment. 269. That's I hate about that one. Yes. Okay, so this letter that they have generated January the 21st for Omar, they need proof of income of anyone else in the home.
No.
Okay. All right. And let me see what else. Give me just one moment. Let me see if most of recent statement be prior to this one. Let me see if there's anything. Search. Yeah, on things. 120. Okay, so the letter that they initially sent out was December the 12th, and it was saying they wanted a 5-year look back, a bank statement, or provide a hardship letter stating that you're unable to provide all 5 years. So you can write a hardship letter about that. Tell them you don't have a bank account. And then they want where the Social Security income is deposited into, life insurance, if there's any life insurance they want.
Let me just cut you off really quickly just so we can save some time. He has absolutely nothing down the list besides for the Social Security and a Direct Express to provide. Everything else is not something that applies to him. We're going to have to write a hardship letter explaining that.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And also, they want to see whether, that's why I said I was addressed to submit one of the most recent Direct Express statements. Yeah, so they can see whether Social Security is going into.
Okay, fine. We can go ahead and do that. I think we're all good on my end. I pretty much clear what the case needs. Omar, any other questions? I will help you out with the direct the hardship letter. But anything else that you want to ask, Omar?
I still need to schedule some reassessment to update the compass because that needs to be updated. It's expired.
You got it. Okay.
Okay, give me just one moment. 12:25. And I'm just going to put this in the notes in case calls back.
Award letter. All right.
Okay. And schedules. All right. Come on here. Give me just one moment. All right, we now need to schedule a reassessment, which will be scheduled for the Community Health Choices Waiver. And we are doing the reassessment over the phone. Give me just one moment. And which would be the best number for us to reach you on?
This one. 267-542-8114.
Okay. All right. Give me just one moment. All right, and I'm scheduled to reassessment for Omar L. Walsh, 2104 West Indiana Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19132, 267-542-8114. And would you need interpreter services during the call?
No.
All right. And I'm going to take a look at the enrollment case manager calendars and go over some dates and times with you, and you let me know which works best.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Monday.
All right, so Omar, I'm going to disconnect from the call. You're going to finish scheduling with the fine lady. I will be in touch with you again, okay?
Okay.
All righty, take care.
So, hello?
I'm trying to find, I'm trying to find you a date. Looks like they are all booked up. But let me just take another look somewhere. The 26th. Omar, are you available Thursday, February the 26th?
Yes.
Right, and the time I have available is on the 26th, I have between 4 and 4:30.
4 or 4:30, that's good.
All right, let me get this appointment saved and get it scheduled, and then I'm going to go over some information for you to jot down. Bear with me just a moment.
What date was that again?
Thursday, February the 26th.
Okay.
26th.
Okay.
All right, let me get this saved. All right. Did somebody just double book this on me? Okay. And I apologize. As I was scheduling it, someone grabbed it as well. So let me go for the next available date. Let's see here.
So this will be a phone call, right?
Yeah, this is going to be a phone call.
Okay.
Oh, give me one moment. So for Tom, I had Hillary.
Would the award letter work or it won't?
So would the award letter work or it won't?
The award letter would work. I've seen it happen. Awards letter scanned in, but they want to see where the documents showing where the Social Security money is depositing to.
Okay.
So the 26th again. Pardon me?
I said, how would I get that information?
From your Peggy.
All right.
So the date I have available. Yes.
Right, I was saying.
Let me get this scheduled for someone else grabs it.
Okay,
again. So the next date I have is Friday the 27th, and that'll be between 10 and 10:30. Would that work?
Yes.
All right. Let me get it saved for someone else. One real quickly. Let's see.
10:30.
Friday the 27th.
Okay.
What time?
All
right, give me just one moment, dear.
Okay.
I'm between 10 and 10:30.
All right.
Right there, here's some requirements to prepare for your reassessment. Attendees must be limited or kept to a minimum. The enrollment
again?
Case manager will, pardon me?
Repeat that again.
Yes, here are some requirements to prepare for your reassessment. Attendees must be limited or kept to a minimum. Our enrollment case manager will call you between the hours of 10:30 a.m. To serve the greatest number of people, we do not provide a specific time for your appointment, but a window of time, and we will call you within the block of time that we have scheduled. Before we end the call, I would like to confirm that our enrollment case manager, her name is Hillary Harry. And Hillary, Hillary is going to call you on 267-542-8114, again, Friday, February 27th, between 10 and 10:30 a.m. The appointment would take approximately a half hour. You will receive a reminder call prior to your appointment from our outbound dialer to confirm that you will be home and available at the scheduled time. Hillary will also let you know of any additional information that may be needed. For verification purposes, when Hillary calls, please make sure that you have some form of identification available, such as a driver's license, other photo ID, or your Social Security number. Okay. And any medical information you have, such as insurance, medical assistance access card number, MCL card, have your primary care doctor's name, address, and fax number. We will not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission. If there's anyone you would like to add as an authorized representative during your call with Hillary, please have their name, address, and phone number available. And thank you for your patience in scheduling your reassessment. You should gather any potential financial information and or documents you think are relevant for the County Assistance Office financial review so that you can let Hillary know what your current financial status is. It is vital you have copies of the supporting financial documents needed to verify any income and or assets to avoid delays in the application process. And examples of relevant financial documents are bank statements, pension plan statements, including 401k, or 403b plans, burial contracts, life insurance policies, especially those with a cash value. And thank you for speaking with me today. If you have any questions about your application, please contact our call center at 1-877-550-4227. You can also check the status online at www.PAIEBboy.com, and both will ask for your Harmony ID number. It's also referred to as your case number, and your Harmony ID number is
110-83-8-9.
And you can also create an account on the same www.paieb.com website. From that account, upload any financial or other documents needed for your case. And we're here to provide additional beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions you have. Also, we support applicants with any complaints or grievances you might have during the application process. Again, thank you for speaking with me today. If you have any questions about your coverage, contact our call center. Again, the number is 1-877-550-4227. Do you have any questions?
No.
Is that the lady that's talking
about?
All right.
Okay. All right, dear. Would you like to participate in a customer satisfaction survey?
No.
All right. And thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, so.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.